This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Anybody in here seen one?
Not that I'm aware of. There was one time I maybe saw something, but I'm not a skeptic, but I don't trust myself.
So you don't believe in UFOs?
No. I absolutely believe in like alien life and stuff.
I saw it with my own eyes, but who am I to trust myself?
Who am I to say?
I saw it before I got LASIK, so I don't know.
Oh, come on. Really?
I think so.
I'm a firm believer. Like, wasn't there a concert here recently where everybody saw?
Yeah, at Red Rocks.
And what did they see?
Yes.
But if
a UFO.
But a concert at Red Rocks, everybody's tripping.
It was the employees.
I stand by my statement.
Well, I don't know.
Did you see the couple concerts that were like, I don't know if Sammy Hagar was at a concert, but somebody else was at a concert, and they're like this is the most clearest one. I mean, it's like a thing, and it's like a halo around it, and it's just flying through the sky. But then I think Elon Musk took credit for it.
Really? He launched something?
He said he launched a whole bunch of his Starlink satellites all at once. It did not look like a rocket. And then Sammy Hagar was like, what is this? Is there something flying? It's like, I mean, and I know he's 1,000 years old, but like.
Well, and he would know about rockets. He's the Red Rocket.
He's the Red Rocker.
I thought it was Red Rocket.
That's something very inappropriate.
Yeah, the Red Rocket is something. I'll drop you by my friends at Fascinations.
I have some apology calls to make. I'll be back.
Oh my God. So nobody in this room's ever like, I've seen a billion of them. Not a billion, but I've seen them. Like, I'm a firm believer.
And it wasn't like a meteorite or something, or I don't know.
I think I can tell the difference between a shooting star.
A shiny balloon.
I don't know that I've ever even seen a shooting star. I haven't seen anything.
There's too much light pollution.
Yeah.
You got to get out to like Red Rocks. You got to get outside the city.
Okay.
And like look up.
I haven't done either of those things. So.
Yeah, you got to go.
Outside.
Yes. Step one.
Okay.
Go outside.
That's
right. No wonder I haven't seen any of those UFOs.
Well, why have you seen so many, do you think? Are they appearing to you?
I think, like, when I was a kid, there was definitely one where there was, like, it's almost like a radio tower has, like, red lights going up it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a flashing light at the top so airplanes don't hit it. But there's like red lights going up it. Mm-hmm. It was like a radio tower being carried horizontally. Like, okay. In Longmont and like our neighbors rang the doorbell and they were like, you got to go outside. And we went outside and we're like, what the hell? And there's like 5 red lights on the horizon, just like, and they're not flashing. They're just sitting there.
Weird.
And they just, just everyone in Longmont was outside like,
check the transmitter. Alice is down.
And then they just went. Whoop, they're gone. They didn't fly away.
That's the weird part. It's the scene. It's like you could explain it as whatever, but then when it vanishes, how do you explain that?
Yeah.
The one that perplexed me the most, and it's kind of making me mad to tell you right now, because just a moment ago you said, was it a balloon? Or maybe you said that.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was one that I thought
the Mylar balloons.
I thought it was. So I was like, in my apartment at 85th and Pecos, and I looked out. Forgive me if you've heard the story before, but like I looked out, and I'm like, ooh, like a balloon. But it was almost like, do you know when you're watching bad Japanese porn?
Nope.
I'll pretend I do.
No, but anything pixelated.
Okay.
Like, because for some reason in Japanese porn, they pixelate things out.
Can you count it as porn then?
No, it's really bad.
Okay.
Because you don't see anything. It's just like, why did I... I got suckered into this. Okay, but it's like pixelated. Okay. Man, I wish I could take that first part back. Okay, like when you see something pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, here we are shooting Aaron, but we didn't get permission from everybody else in the shot, so they pixelated everybody's faces around it.
Say it again.
Pixelated.
Okay.
Am I saying it weird?
No, you're just saying it a lot. Okay.
I'm trying to erase the memory of the Japanese porn.
It's all I'm thinking about, actually.
So it looked like a part of the sky was that.
Oh.
Like was that?
Pixelated.
So like somebody didn't want you to see this part of...
Yes, but it was so... It could have been a Mylar balloon, but it was like... Like you looked, it was like warbly, like something was hiding behind it.
Weird.
But here was my point. A Mylar balloon would move. It'd go up, it'd go down, it'd go sideways, it'd go somewhere.
Yeah.
It sat in my, like, it was like it was hovering forever.
Mm.
But it was just like pixelated. Oh my God. I am so done doing this show. Okay. I would like to not be the only crazy person.
Well.
So if you have a UFO, a believable UFO story, we'd love to hear from you. 303-222-5423 or text in at 510-59.
No, the only like UFO that I think I saw, I was driving on Hampton. It was like Hampton in Colorado. And it was just this very bright silver like disc. And then it disappeared.
Okay.
And so that's why it happened so quickly that I don't really trust myself with what
but
I
you
saw.
You saw it.
But I saw something.
You wow. saw one. You did.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you just trust yourself? Were you drunk?
Because it's... Well, it was noon on a Tuesday.
Then yes. I'm just...
Yeah, especially because that's something so specific. Like, you wouldn't just mistake something else for...
I remember thinking, like, oh, I wonder if I just got a glimpse of one of the streetlights differently, like the sun reflected off of it.
Yeah, you're one of those people who talk yourself out
of
it.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like, it was a bright silver.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen anything. Why?
Okay,
why
get why won't outside.
They, okay, why won't they come to me?
Let me ask you this.
Get in the living room.
Do you think it's real now that, like, the government is basically, like, in the middle of COVID, they just document dumped and they're like, oh, yeah, we've been collecting a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
And they just, and, like, they released all the footage of, like, the military aircraft and stuff.
Yeah, which was smart of them to do because I was kind of on the train, like, yeah, let it, we want to know, Storm Area 51, like, all that.
Right.
And then they did, and it was like, yeah, I'm not reading that. I don't know. Like, God, it's a lot of, it's like a long document.
So you think they just played long game on us?
A little
they
bit.
Yeah. It for a long time.
It's like
then,
once it feels like we're not discovering something, we're not cracking, we're not doing something
us,
wrong.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. Next.
Yeah. But show them to us. I want to see.
Well, there's still footage of like the Tic Tac and like
different
ones where it's a sphere within a square, like, and they don't know how it floats. And it's like.
Yeah. It's always the gone. And then it's just gone. Like you don't see it. Travel, that's what gets me. How? Who? Where?
All right, if you have a good UFO story, we will air it for all to hear, but you have to have gone outside to have experienced it.
Step one.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your stories of the unexplained, the UAPP, UFO stories. Autumn?
Yai.
UFO, UAP, what do you got?
Okay, so I was driving with some friends. We were in like the backwoods, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and we saw this UFO. Like, we all saw it in the car. It was three of us. And
was it like, what did you see? Just a light or a disc or a bunch of lights or something? Mm. Like, what'd you see?
Yeah, I mean, it was dark, but there were a few like blinking lights, and it was like a disc shape, pretty large, but you could tell like it was a little distance away.
Okay.
And the the weirdest part is it definitely didn't look like anything I've ever seen before in the sky, you know?
And you weren't, I mean, I know you guys were driving, but were you under the influence of anything?
That's the only reason you go to the backwoods.
Yeah, I mean, what were you doing out in the backwoods? A good spot to drop acid, shrooms? What were you like?
No, we were just, you know, camping and.
Okay.
Heading,
that's,
you know,
that's what I told my parents too.
Okay, so you all saw it, and what happened?
Yeah, and that, okay, so this is where it gets freaky. So once we all like were looking at it, all of a sudden our phones all turn off. We are listening to music. It's just like
your phones totally turned off. Well,
yeah.
Whoa.
Mm. So I went to go take a picture, and my phone was like off. And then I'm like, my phone's off. And my friend in the back was like, yeah, my phone's off too. And I looked at my friend who's driving and looked at her phone, and it was also off. Like, it's so weird.
So it controlled your phones, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, and the music too.
Wow, it ruined the vibe.
It put on Alice 1059.
Wow. And then once it was out of sight, did your phone start working again or what?
Yeah, like, I mean, we turned them back on and they were working again, but yeah, it just went, everything went off at like once, and then
that's something.
We were able to turn it back on, but you know, it's just everything happening at once.
Why do you have a look?
It was just,
Aaron's like,
I don't know, I just, my brother's in the military and I've heard other things, but
you think the military does that?
Not necessarily that, a plane or something, but there are areas that absolutely have control over things. I don't know. I'm not gonna go. My brother's not in the military.
Does anyone else hear a helicopter over the building?
I don't have a brother.
Okay, that sounds very real. Thank you, Autumn. Taylor? You are disguised. What is your UFO encounter?
Yeah, sorry, I'm gonna speak to myself. No pun intended. I went camping, like on a fishing trip on a Friday, just by myself. And you know, like I don't know. It's weird because I don't really have much to say because I don't remember much. Like it was late in the evening, and I saw this really bright light in the sky, and a big flash occurred. And then, like, really, the next thing I remembered, it was like Monday morning. I was waking up in my apartment, and like all my camping gear was packed up, but not like how I pack it up. It was like, I kind of just throw all my stuff away when I'm coming back home. But it was like all neatly packed up and organized, and just like not how I do it. And I don't remember anything that happened between Friday and Monday. And I just.
You don't think you packed your gear or drove your
car
home?
And it was a solo trip?
It was a solo trip. And like, I'm not saying I didn't drive myself home, but like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like I was abducted or something, and I was just like operating on autopilot after the experience or something. I don't know.
But do you think you could have packed the gear that way? Or are you trying to say... I'm not trying to be weird when I say this, but are you saying it was packed like an alien packed it?
Well, I mean, maybe, you know, like maybe, or maybe it was just like I was being directed by them to do it like this, like I was the conduit for their actions.
They saw how you pack and said, no, we gotta do better.
Whoa.
Can I ask you one more weird question? Like, was there evidence that you had fun? I guess what I'm asking is, were there more fish than you thought you caught, or was there were some of your beers gone? Was your food gone? What do you think happened? Were you gone that whole time, or?
I mean, I don't know because I saw the flash. I remember it just absolutely blinding me. And then I wake up in my bed, my apartment. Like, I'm not in the woods anymore. All my stuff is packed. Like, you know,
what the hell?
I didn't bring beers. I didn't have any fish. It was just, I was just home.
Okay.
Wow.
with neatly packed. Sorry, the neatly packed gear is throwing me. Like, what a weird.
But you would know, like, you know how you pack stuff, right? I mean, if you open a bag, you'd be like, this isn't. I didn't do this. You would know it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, not like even on my best day.
It wasn't packed how I pack things.
Huh.
Wow.
That's creepy.
Do you feel like you got, like, probed?
Stop.
No, I'm just asking. Like, do you feel like there's any, are there any punctures on you or anything?
Not that I see. No, I don't feel like I've been probed.
Okay. Not to get defensive. We're just asking questions.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
Okay. Yeah, ever since Guardians.
Okay. Tiak has got some weird theory that he's trying to put forward. Normally, mm-hmm. I try
it's
to...
It's real.
It's... Okay.
Yeah. It's called the cat distribution system. And it's going
you're
viral.
You're not a conspiracy guy, right? Or are you?
I'm interested. I'll read anything.
Do you think there's a city underneath DIA?
No.
Is it a city or just a like a bomb shelter?
The rumor was DIA was so late and so over budget. Like, it's like the rumor was they built it and then put dirt on top of it and built it again. So it's like there's a whole nother thing underneath there. So, and when you get really down into it, Queen Elizabeth owned it or something. And it was like,
or like partial amounts of it or something.
And the people who are into it, like if you drive along Tower Road or Pena or whatever, there's these little vent things that come up and it's like, that's the air for the thing. Like, so the people under there can breathe, but also the landfill for all of us is right there. I live out by it. The giant mountain you drive by the Gaylord Hotel and stuff, you're like, oh, look at that pretty little foothill or whatever. That's trash.
Oh. I've been taking my family there. This is why we moved here, kids. The Rocky Mountains. Soak it all in. We'll stay as long as you want.
So as the trash decomposes, it releases gases. That's why they have those vents everywhere. To release the gas from the trash.
Breathe it in, kids. You don't get this in the Midwest.
Colorado air. Rocky Mountain. So anyway, I'm gauging your conspiracy mindedness, because whatever a cat distribution system is sounds stupid.
Well, basically, it's just saying that cats, you never choose your cat. The cats get distributed to you.
Yes.
Amongst the cats,
yes,
they
yeah.
figure
what do you
out.
Mean, yes, like I don't.
Yes.
Yeah. Any
from where
they are just out and about, and they pick the human that they want to bond with.
So you don't go to you don't go to dumb friends.
Have you seen Harry Potter? The wand chooses the wizard.
Okay, that. Yes. There's no cats in Harry Potter.
There are. Are you kidding
the one,
me?
The professor turns into a cat, I think.
And Hermione's cat. I can't remember the name of it right now. The orange cat.
So it must be a major character if we can't remember the name of the cat.
It's kind of important because it figures out that...
Peter Pettigrew.
Crookshanks. There we go.
I would have gone with Hermione. Oh. Hairball Miney, maybe? Hairball Meowney.
Okay, so what is it again? Hold on. You're saying, like, I got Moxie. People, just take your angry texts and shove them. Yes, I bought Moxie. It was during COVID. I gave Lifeline Puppy Rescue, free plug. I gave them the money for the deposits.
Yep.
I even joined the VIP thing, so I got first crack at dogs. And they just weren't getting any dogs that... It was like a COVID thing. Like they just weren't. There was like a shortage of dogs. I wanted to rescue
everyone
a dog.
Everyone wanted to get a dog, so it was just the demand was insane.
And they were getting these ginormous dogs that just didn't work for our family lifestyle. And we were just trying really hard to get the right dog, and it just wouldn't happen. And then the breeder in Wellington, Colorado, we had friends who'd bought French bulldogs from them, and they said, we have some mini golden doodles and there's one that's unclaimed in a litter. Mm. And we were like, okay, we'll drive up and look at it.
But doesn't that make... And you're like, well, why is it unclaimed? Why didn't anyone want it?
Well, you know what it
why
is?
Why are you going to sucker me
there
into buying it?
There is the black dog effect, too. And Moxie is a black dog.
I didn't
dog.
Know that was a thing. What's the black dog effect?
Well, yeah.
They're just less likely to get adopted.
Oh, my God.
That's why, like, my mom and I, we only take black dogs.
I love black dogs.
Yeah. Me too.
Ugh. Moxie was part of a litter. Never mind. Have you ever dealt with breeders before? I didn't ever realize it, but they pick a theme.
Oh, yeah.
For like, so Moxie's litter was teas.
Earl Grey. What?
Yes. All the dogs in the litter, I mean, we named her Moxie.
Yeah.
But it was like chamomile, mm-hmm. Earl Grey, like, you know, iced. Yeah.
That was as bad as the...
No, mine was actually good. But like, so was that. But I'm saying, I guess my point is, yes, I bought a dog and I'm sorry, but I love my dog and great. Isn't there the same thing for cats? Don't you? Isn't there like a cat breeder and you like drive out to Wellington Valley kitties instead of
poodles? Yeah, my brother and my sister-in-law, they have two naked cats and like, you're not just going to get like those. The
weird, ugh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. But so you can buy cats.
You have to go to a breeder for those.
Okay. And but your theory, you two of you yahoos with this cat distribution system, is the rest of the humans on Earth who have a cat just walked outside one day and there was a cat sitting there?
Yeah, yeah. For the majority of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know a single person who has a cat that just, I don't know any people who have cats. I'm not a cat, dude.
My wife had two cats.
And they just walked up to her.
One of them was under her deck when they were a kid, and then the other one was like just in the yard at different times, and now they're like a married.
That's not somebody else's cat.
No, I don't know. Do cats ever? They're just cats. I don't know. That's the other thing. There's not. I know there are the cat people are texting. There's different breeds and all that. But
and
a cat
then there's
is
indoor, outdoor, whatever.
But a cat's a cat. I mean, yeah. They're not like dogs. Even you're going, well, we want a bigger dog or a smaller dog. Like a cat.
Cat's a cat. Cat's I just a cat. Don't like yeah, the fat so, cats. I don't like the Garfield cats.
Okay. Oh, I think they're funny.
No, the big fat cats. Yeah, that's another thing. Were you guys talking about Garfield the other day? Somebody was talking about it. Talking about Garfield.
There's rarely a day that goes by I don't talk about Garfield. So.
No, I think it was one of my neighbors was like, I found out, it's such a weird thing. I found out he's into the movies. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, God, I love going to the movies. Like I went and saw Garfield or whatever. And I was like, what?
I love the movies, but I wouldn't go see
First
Garfield.
First off, Garfield is the biggest a-hole there is. Yeah. Odie's the only reason to watch Garfield. Odie's dope. Garfield is a... Oh, man. Garfield, yeah, you try come to my house, Garfield. Yeah. Cat distribution system. I'm going to distribute you.
He needs a new bed. It's always bothered me. His little blue square bed. He's too
he
big
needs a
for
new
it.
Everything. Tell me Garfield's not an a-hole.
No, he is. He definitely is, yeah. Poor John. I feel bad for John.
So if
he's got the girlfriend every once in a while. I don't know her
do
name.
Do not adjust your radios. This is actually happening. We're arguing over a fictitious cat right now.
But that's what happens with cats. They just show up. They're just in your yard, and it's like, does anyone want... Whose is this? They don't wear collars in this, I don't think, as much as dogs do. They don't...
Yeah, some do.
They just kind of like, all right, we
and
got a cat now.
And then you just take it in? Like, yeah. If you're just that person, you just go, I guess this cat lives with me now?
Yeah,
and the cat just doesn't leave because the cat's like, I've chosen you.
And you think and that's a... Okay.
I think it's real. It happened to my
so
wife.
If a cat showed up at your house right now, you'd let it in?
We would have to. Yeah, my wife would absolutely let it in.
I'm allergic and I would let it in. Yeah, I want to be selected, just like I want to be selected by the raccoon distribution.
Do you think that's a thing? Yes. Raccoons, what? You don't want to be in that club. My parents have been in that club.
I just want one to show up and say hi. You don't have to stay. But
so no, there's the same thing with raccoons that they just
pick a house and then they make a nest and they make like wreak havoc.
Mm.
When the raccoons,
I just wanted to pass by, but I still want to
you
be.
You want
to
see
I
a trash
feel,
panda in
I
real life?
I want to feel like Snow White and just have all of the animals come to me.
Yeah. No. Okay. So I just want. Okay.
Every cat I've ever seen, no one's ever like, well, we got it. We went and picked him out from the pound, or like, where do cats even go? Okay. They live under decks, I think, in the wild.
I need a secret way for people to contact me. How could I do that you guys wouldn't know about?
Cats.
No, I'm just...
Attach a note to their collar?
I want... If you have a cat you don't want, I'm going to meet you somewhere. I'm gonna bring my truck to work, and I'm going to get as many cats as I can, and I'm going to drop them off at each of your houses, and we're going to see what happens. Because you two yahoos with your, I don't welcome any cats that comes out to it. I'm going to drop off about 100 cats on each of your porches.
I'm fine. I feel confident. Because once you drop them off, then the cats decide. They'll go to the neighbors. Maybe some will stay. Maybe none will stay.
You
hopefully
believe
none will stay.
You believe the cats are just like,
they'll go where they, because we've heard stories about where like the cat goes and acts like it's stray, but it's really because it's getting fed by the neighbor down the block, and the neighbor down the block thinks it's a stray, but it lives at the other house. Like, cats, they know what they're doing.
I'll be at the Walmart on Arapahoe Road at 8 o'clock tonight. Bring your stray cats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We often talk about things when we're not on the air, and I wish to God this one wasn't spilling over onto the air. We're talking about, it's a new gum. I haven't seen it.
I've not seen the gum, no.
I haven't seen the gum, but I've seen the little devices. Guys are doing it. I don't know. Are women doing it too? I've only seen guys, but I don't know if it's just because it's like...
Wait, women want a strong jaw?
Just like a more defined jawline, yeah.
But you're going to look like Superman.
Not necessarily.
Because isn't what I'm picturing is that like, that angular, what cartoon used to be like that where everybody
Johnny
was like,
Bravo.
That.
Yeah.
I got you.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, everybody had that like, goosh, goosh, angular sort of jaw. Well, there's some chewing gum that's just real hard to chew or something.
Yeah, and it helps you. It helps work the muscles. They make like little devices. I haven't seen the gum, but it's like a little plastic or rubbery kind of that you just put in your mouth and you chew it for like 20 minutes a day. And it's supposed to improve your muscles and give you a chiseled jaw. And I've come very, very close to buying it because it's out of all my insecurities.
Your jawline?
Along with my cheeks. I consider them all one. They're not very chiseled at all.
Okay.
They're not even good enough to be the rock that would eventually be chiseled.
Well, you've got plenty to work with.
Yeah.
We could make several jaws out of what you got. You have a beard. What, like, why because would you
have
care?
You have a beard and it helps you look youthful.
The beard does?
No. The chubby cheeks.
Oh, yeah. It does?
Yeah, because otherwise you're like gaunt and you look old and you're losing the tissue or whatever.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
The Ozempic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to get the feeling that like you can spot? I am all for anything that gets people in better shape. Like wandering around with an extra 100 pounds of weight on you is a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm. And I got it all in my cheeks.
At this point, I would not. Have you weighed your face?
How do you do that? Please tell me how.
I don't know. We can figure something out. If there's any scientists listening, how do we weigh TX's face?
I look like the moon emoji.
Yeah, you're like, I draw Johnny Bravo things and then it rains on the picture.
Yeah, so I've thought about this buying this.
So mean.
Thought about buying this device.
He's gonna buy it now.
No, wait, yeah. Here's what I'm saying.
I'll be in here just chomping away.
Do you feel like you can spot Ozempic people now? Because like, they've gone too far the other way. Do you know what I'm saying? I think Aaron's right in that your full cheeks looks. I've seen people who they almost need plastic surgery after they lose so much weight because they look like their skin has no elasticity left. It's just like they're like,
yeah,
they look caved in. They look like zombies kind of.
Yeah, there is like a sweet spot, I think, because people it's like they almost get thinner as they get older. And then once they cross over a certain point into elderly age and it's like, oh, now you're gone.
You look unhealthy.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. And I would take it, though.
I don't think you would, dude, because you have. Okay, I want everybody who complains that I always talk crap to TX, listen to what I'm about to say. You have a great face.
Thank you.
And like, you have great skin. Like,
thank you. Thank you. There's a lot of it.
No, it's not a lot. But I mean, here's what I'm asking. Okay, so if you're a dude and you have like, how big's a bicep? Like 10 inch? I don't know how big around it is. But like, you have a big old bicep and like just from having dad arms, like you're what you're like the Tuttle dudes from Orange County Choppers. They're just two dudes and they're just both kind of big.
Yeah, about 12 and a half inches. Okay. Yeah.
If you start working out, you're gonna turn that 12 inch arm into a 15 inch arm. Because now your arms are just that big and you're gonna like build that up. If you build up what you have going there, you'll just have huge triangles on your face instead of huge circles on your face, right? I'm not trying to be mean.
Because they're not going to shrink. They're just going to change.
Wouldn't it get bigger?
It could, because like, so I get Botox in my jaw because I have TMJ, so it relaxes my muscles.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Stops it from.
What is TMJ?
It's like lockjaw is the.
Yeah, I don't remember what it stands for, but I clench my jaw a lot.
Mandibular jugular.
Temple. Okay. Yeah. Big word, joint.
That's what it is. Nice.
Yeah, maybe you should just say that word over and over until your face is smaller.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. It's called Other People's Problems. We abbreviate it as OPP. So TX kind of goes out and cultivates the world. Like, you guys send us messages, emails, whatever. And then this OPP is about a woman whose daughter wants to have sleepovers.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm.
That's it.
Okay.
Let's ask her about it.
Let's Jackie.
Yay.
Go ahead and let your daughter have sleepovers. It's been really good talking to you. We're going to try to get somebody else's problem. What is the problem? I'm curious.
Okay, so first off, let's establish the age. She's 16, okay?
Okay. Seems like she should be able to have sleepovers.
Yeah, she wants to have these like co-ed sleepovers at her boyfriend's house.
Oh,
and Slacker's on the record already.
Hold up, you sandbagged, not fun. He's her boyfriend?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. So first off, there's a spare bedroom, so she won't sleep in the same bed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The like older sister went to college last year, so there's like a bedroom.
Okay.
Parents will be home. I like the parents. I trust them. Everything's cool. I like the boyfriend. He's fine. He seems okay so far. I haven't seen red flags.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like, this sounds crazy. My daughter's trying to tell me that this is common amongst her friends, co-ed sleepovers. Have you heard of this? Has anybody heard of this? Is this really a thing now?
Hello?
Because this was not a thing when I was a kid at all.
No. It seems like it might have been a thing like a few years before My Teen Pregnancy became a hit MTV show, but I don't understand.
A few months, probably.
Yeah, just days. In fact, like, what? No, you don't. What? Why does she need to spend the night? What? Like, so they can stay up and watch movies and then retire to their separate quarters? I don't understand.
She wants to spend the weekend. Two nights.
Okay.
3 days. It's crazy.
How would you feel if she went on like a camping trip with him? Because it's kind of different.
I mean, maybe if she were 18, but like 16 seems too young for this.
Aaron just ruined everything for me.
Why?
All the parents be there, just them. Like, yeesh, no, that's even worse.
I actually knew people who let their kids do that. And I don't know why that makes it any better. It shouldn't make it any better. Being out in the wilderness should make it zero better. But it does somehow like go, we're going some, like, there's no need for her to sleep there if it's just at his house, in my opinion. Just go home.
Oh,
like, you can stay till midnight and get your ass back home, but like...
Yeah, but if they want to spend an entire weekend together, does she go back in the morning for breakfast and
stuff?
You could just
spend the night.
But at that point, what's the difference?
The difference is that 2 o'clock in the morning hour when your parents are asleep.
Okay, that's Dad, we'll sleep outside then.
I understand, T-Hack, that it's not rational, but there's something about, like, if we're intense, like, I can hear the zipper coming open. I was like, okay, somebody's going into somebody else's tent. But if I'm in my bedroom and my son is four doors down, worse yet, on a different floor of the house, like, God knows what time they both wake up and meet in the basement. But I'd hear him in the middle of the night. I know it's hypocritical. I get it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I'm old-fashioned. I get it. Like, if this is, as Jackie's daughter has said, if this is common, then call us and tell us. Like,
don't get me wrong. I don't think that it's common, and I don't think that that is necessary. But at the same time, it's now, and you just kind of have to prepare your kids for whatever. Have the talk with them. Be smart.
When was a boy ever allowed to stay at your mom's house?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, now look at me.
No, I know.
Be
but
smart.
I understand. I get. Oh, my God. My head is like reeling because the thing is, I feel like a giant hypocrite because I'm one of those people who says, if you want to try marijuana or you want to try booze or something, I want you to do it at my house.
So you're safe and you can keep an eye on things.
Yes.
And that makes sense.
You know, we
also know they're going to have relations.
That.
Why wouldn't I let them just do that at the house?
Well, so I actually experienced that. I was an exchange student in the 90s to Denmark.
Okay.
And as an exchange student in Denmark, they actually do all of that. They encourage you to do all the drugs and do all the sex at home. And there were times I would knock on my sister's door and they would, her and her boyfriend, be like taking a break to talk to me. It was so weird. But I'm 30 years later, like, still freaking out about it. Like, that's not cool.
No, it's not. I mean, fast forward, T-Hack, your little Hazel daughter, 15 years from now. Dad, can I have somebody sleep over? Having somebody sleep over at your house, you're going to be a control freak, and you're going to sleep in a sleeping bag in the hallway between the two rooms.
I was just going to say, yeah, put the tape on the door so when it opens, it breaks the tape.
Makes
all those
it,
old
like,
trip.
Break
old
a trip. Christmas ornament so they step on it.
But I dated a girl. I was in college, technically, but I dated a girl who lived like in a small farm town kind of far away, and I would stay the night at her house.
What?
Because it was like late, and Whoa. It was back country roads and stuff, and she would stay the night at when she would come to the big city and stay with me.
Burlington is the big city?
For her. Don't tell her, all right? I had a thing going.
So, okay. And then your parents would let you be in one, or were you able to sleep together?
We shared a room. We were in college, so we were a little bit older, but we did share a room.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you boink?
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Look at me. What do you
say? No. Okay. So no, then. Jackie, I share your concern. I don't think if everyone else is doing it is enough of a reason for you to bend. Mm-hmm. But maybe we can get some people to call and reassure you that it's safer than it sounds. I don't know. It's weird that they're not proposing your house. Like, because she knows she's going to get by with more over there than she'll get by with at your house.
Well, they do have the extra room.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know. She said they have the extra room.
Yeah. I need to see video evidence of the... Hang on, Jackie. We're going to get you some advice. No way, no how, no chance. Zero chance.
So what's the age? What it would be okay, 18?
I don't know. When you... 30-ish?
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Once you've been married a few years?
I mean, when I was in college, my girlfriend would come back to my house, to my parents' house. Like, I'd come back from, like, a tour and sleep in my parents' basement. She'd come over, and then it's like, at a certain point, somebody'd scream downstairs, like, what time's she going home?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. And she had to drive back to Boulder.
Ooh.
You can't spend... We still got everything done we needed to get done.
But that's the thing. Aren't these kids going to...
I know,
but then you're gonna force them to drive home tired.
Yeah. You're gonna let them just sleep.
You sound like me proposing the original arrangement to my parents. Like she's so tired. Yeah,
I don't. No.
Yeah. We definitely did stuff we weren't supposed to be doing. Just honestly, it's good. But whether we were gonna stay the night together or not, that was gonna happen.
So is that the reason to do it? It's like, well, I might as well get good needles at my house because my kids are going to try heroin at some point.
No, that's not what we're saying. No,
but it's exactly what you're saying.
Two different things.
No, well, yes. One is relations. One is, I think heroin's probably safer.
Well, then that says a lot about your parenting.
What time's the heroin going home?
I don't actually think heroin is safer, but I'm just saying there's something about...
It feels like you're inviting it.
You're condoning it.
That's the word. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but I'm also of the mindset, just like I said, with alcohol and drugs, where it's like, the more you say no, the more it becomes the forbidden fruit and they're going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And the more the more you offer, no, just drink here. They're like, no, dad, no.
Weird.
Yeah.
I want to drink in an alley with my friends and feel wrong about
it. Yeah. So do you take the power away by going, yeah, do whatever you want? And then they're
because have you had relations in a car? Not fun.
Yeah.
Giving them the bed. I mean, I did not have great relations in cars. And once I finally got into beds, I'm like, oh, this is how this works. Wow. All right. So Jackie's daughter is 16, wants to have a weekend long sleepover with a boy. What say you? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Jackie out. Her daughter wants to start having some sleepovers. Not at her house, but at her boyfriend's house.
Yeah, he's got an older sister that moved out, went to college, so they have an extra room. So she'll be staying in there.
Yeah, she will.
All night.
So will he.
Well, I don't know.
So the other parents are cool. And it's not just leaving one night. First off, you don't need to... One night, two... But she wants to go for a weekend. She wants to go and spend the whole weekend there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, unless somebody's sleeping in the hallway that they'd have to step over, they're going to boink.
But aren't they going to no matter what?
Maybe, but they should have to be uncomfortable like the rest of us were. I don't know. Tracy?
Yay.
Yay.
Is this appropriate, inappropriate? What do you think of this?
So you have to first decide, are you okay with your daughter having sex? Because I guarantee 100%, being that kid 20 years ago, I was allowed to sleep over at my boyfriend's house.
We slept you were?
In a quote-unquote separate room. Yeah.
At what age?
16, or maybe 17. I was 17. Yep.
She was a wise 17.
What?
Right, yeah, so I was quite old. No, and they had a guest room that I was sleeping in, and we'd set our alarms for 3 o'clock in the morning and make that happen. So
he would sneak down to your room, you'd knock
right
one out,
hall, yep.
Mm-hmm. And then he'd go back.
Yep. Sometimes we'd actually set our alarm for like 5 in the morning, so he'd get up at 5 after cuddling, you know, and then go back.
And you never got caught?
No, never got caught. We were together for 7 years, so it was like from then on. But she just had to decide, is this about control? Is it about sex? Like, what is it that's, like, bothering her so much, I'd say? If it's, I don't want my daughter to have sex, that's absolutely, you know, you're right as a parent, but you have to decide that because you're giving them an easier opportunity to do it.
Do you know what I hate about you, Tracy? Is that there's no refuting it. You're right. It's like, I already said this. It's the same thing. If you're going to drink, just drink in my house. Also, I know you're going to drink, so just drink in my house. Right. I just rather have you be safe. Unless you're stupid and you think your child is 100% asexual, they're going to have sex. So like not allowing it isn't stopping it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Was that the only place that you got it on with your boyfriend when you were 16? I mean, surely not.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. We went lots of places, but, that was just definitely made it easier. And that's the thing is, like, they're going to do it whether they're going to do it. You're just giving them an easier way to
And almost easier is better because then if they're not hurrying, then they might actually take their time and do the protection stuff.
Right. Sure. And they're not sneaking.
Or you don't have to worry about, like, them being in a car and a cop coming up, right? Like, you...
Oh, God. I don't like the logic, though. It's condoning.
Because we're parents, right? Like, I'm a parent now, too, of a daughter, and I am crawling in my skin even thinking about it. But
right. But you did it.
Kids are kids, but I did it, and kids do it, and they're in a romantic relationship.
Like, but it's like, of course we don't want our kids to do heroin, but it's like, well, if he's going to do it, I want to make sure he has good heroin and clean needles, so I just have all that at my house.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But sometimes when you're dating someone in high school, you go on like a vacation with them or something. It's not like, and you might stay in a hotel room.
Yeah, but it's,
it just feels, there's something about your house.
Bringing it to the extreme of heroin, you're talking about something illegal and that could cause you death. The hope is that there's nothing illegal about sex, nor hopefully it will.
It's illegal if it's my daughter. Understand that if you're listening.
I've been reliably told that it's dangerous as well.
thank you, Tracy.
By all my tape teachers and parents.
Shannon? God.
Yai.
What do you think?
I also have a 16-year-old daughter who tries the everybody does it line on me with everything. Absolutely everybody does not do it. Absolutely everybody does say that everybody does it so that you'll let them do it.
So it's just a no from you. It's like, I don't care.
No, not at all. Like I was that age at one time.
But I mean, the boyfriend's parents are okay with it. They're open to it. So is it kind of rude to them to go
be pregnant? Well, she will be.
But okay.
Right, exactly. And then the boyfriend's parents can dip out just like the boyfriend can.
Yes. So that whole family can dip. When she's knocked up.
Yep.
God, thank you, Shannon. I cannot get over the first woman who was okay with it, whose parents let her do it decades ago. Like,
yeah. Oh, before cell phones and everything.
Yes.
And it's just like, yeah.
Before security cameras were dirt cheap.
We'll
and
just
like,
see you in a few days.
Are you kidding me? Brent.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. What do you think?
No.
No. You a father, old, Brent?
Sleepover. You know how horny I was when I was a teenager?
Yeah. No, I
was.
I know, I'm not a teenager, but I can relate.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
You're dumb. I need to ask.
I'm happy you haven't gotten the discount from the boss. Gonna be placing an order soon.
What? Oh my God.
You called me dumb.
Because this is a dumb idea. Okay. First off, we have to talk to our shoe aficionado, T-Hack.
Yes.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, I know you want to. Yeah, you are. You're a sneakerhead, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How many shoes do you have to be one?
I don't know that you have to have a lot because for a long time I didn't have a lot, but I was still really into them. Like when I was in high school and stuff, I just couldn't afford them. So you got to know your brands, know your numbers. It's more about the knowledge to me than the collection. Because there's also just sense. Like wealthy people who have a bunch of sneakers, but they don't know anything about them. That's not really a sneakerhead.
But why would they not be? If they can roll in, like Jason Sudeikis can roll in 365 days a year in a different pair of Jordans. Mm-hmm.
Now, but he's actually a sneakerhead because he's been doing it for a long time.
And he knows what he has.
Yeah, I think so. But just people who got rich and then go to the store and are like, give me 100 pairs
just
of these.
Just because
like,
they look cool, yeah, not really knowing.
That's not quite the same. I don't disrespect it at all. Do what I would love to do that.
But you want him to know that that's the...
To be a sneakerhead,
that's the Travis Scott whatever.
Exactly,
I got StockX send me some Travis Scott shoe this weekend that I...
Yeah.
It's really too bright. It was the
Is
wrong
it the yellow one?
For me. Yeah.
Yeah. See, there you go. I knew it. I didn't even... That's because I'm a sneakerhead.
This was literally a test to see if you passed...
It's yellow with a blue swoosh.
Yes.
Backwards blue swoosh. Gum bottom. White midsole.
He's a sneakerhead.
Give or take.
All right. So would you ever buy shoes that were intentionally messed up? That they were... Because the new thing is... Gen Z is paying hundreds of bucks for these Golden Goose shoes. They're not obviously not Nikes.
It's like a luxury brand.
Does it have to be Nike?
No, not at all. New Balance has a lot. Adidas has a lot.
I'm getting into Adidas.
Yeah.
I want the Gazelle.
Can you be a sneakerhead and not be brand loyal? Can you be?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, because I am. I have mostly Nike and Jordan. Mostly Nike, but a few Adidas. I even have a New Balance pair.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I do.
And he's got Yeezy.
Yeah, I've never worn the New Balance pair.
Is that part of Nike, though? I don't know.
It's part of Adidas. Oh. It was Yeezy.
I don't think you're allowed to have a Yeezy anymore, are you? Didn't we say that Kanye's a bad dude and you're not allowed to have it?
Well, yeah, but it's also like if you bought the shoes, you might as well wear them.
I bought the CD single of I Believe I Can Fly. Am I allowed to rock that?
In your own time, sure.
Yeah, I'm not wearing them today, for the record.
I know, because somebody's going to throw, like, calf's blood on you when you walk out of the studio. So would you pay for distressed shoes?
No, I don't think I would, because I'm very particular about mine. In fact, I don't do this anymore, but they make things you can put in the tongue. They're called crease protectors, so you wear them, and so they don't crease.
Yes, you talked my son into buying some.
Oh, really?
Kind of, because he wanted T-Hack's respect. T-Hack and my son, Noah, have this weird mutual admiration for each other.
That's cute.
I didn't know it was mutual. I thought it was just me to him. So this
I
is
think
great.
He admires your shoe game.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. That's...
Because you definitely know what you're talking about. And when he's ever seen you, I don't think he's ever seen you in the same pair of shoes twice.
Probably not. No, I try to spread them out because I have so many. So I try to just wear as many as I can. So
if you know you're going to see Noah, do you remember what you wore the last time you saw him?
I do remember what I was wearing the last time I saw
Noah.
Oh, my
God!
Yeah.
That's not surprising. Yeah.
Fire red threes. Jordan threes. Fire red.
Okay. You're just such
Maybe I'll wear white cement threes next
time. Right. So I just want to be mad at these people because you're just dumb to buy things. I've never understood. Now, Erin's going to jump me because she knows that I've bought distressed things before.
Yes.
But like buying something distressed, I bought distressed because it's the only way it came. I wanted a snakeskin Chuck.
Okay. Ooh, that sounds cool.
John Varvatos was the only company that made them, and they made them dirty. Like when you got it, it was dirty already.
Mm, like a martini.
It was like, yes.
Give
it was
it to me
dirty,
dirty,
dirty. Just like olive juice. It was like, yes. But that was the only way to get it.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. So... But people, are they stupid? Because it seems like...
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you this. I can't drop in my kids off at school. Like, there are girls wearing jeans that are basically a hem and, like, a couple of ribbons connecting the hem in a couple of spots.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, that's what makes me a hypocrite, though. I wouldn't buy dirty shoes because I love shoes so much, and part of the collection is keeping them nice so that you can wear them forever. But I've bought ripped jeans.
Yeah.
Like, really ripped jeans. And because they they rip them in a way that I can't. There's just something about...
Like, I've tried doing it at home, and I just can't get the same. So
go to Goodwill, buy old jeans, and just practice. They're like $4.
Okay, grab a snake... And practice.
Oh my God. You want me to go kill a snake and make a Chuck out of it?
I think because that's the aesthetic you're... I've seen people with Chucks specifically. Brand new Chucks look a little too...
They're not
off.
Right.
Yeah, they're supposed to be lived in a little. So I've seen people put brand new Chucks on and then go out and like rub them in the dirt. Because they're like, it looks too crisp and clean and that's not the look I'm going
There's two ways to look at it. Like a brand new red Chuck with the super white upper part, that looks killer. Like, yeah. you have red Chucks? Did you have red Chucks?
I have maroon high tops.
Okay.
So I have red Chucks.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That looks really cool. I think certain Chucks look good after a little while.
Yeah. But I agree. And some Jordans do too. They look a little better with a crease.
Here's the culture where it gets weird. I think my son had a couple skater friends. Like, if you buy Vans and go out in your brand new Vans to a skate park, you're dead.
Yeah.
You're the laughing stock.
100%. Because you look like you're a hardo. You're trying to fit in.
Yeah, we used to go to the skate park sometimes after school in our private school uniforms.
Oh, no,
they never even got to our shoes to comment on that, how dead we were.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What are the thoughts in this room on PDA?
I like it, but there's a line.
Like anywhere? Like if you're in a bar where mm-hmm. everyone is 21 or over,
mm-hmm.
can you make out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. I'm trying to be more open to it. It's something my wife and I have worked on. I was way more closed when we first got together.
Really?
So you wouldn't even hold her hand, probably.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Just kind of when we're out in public, but now I'm loosened up.
That's good.
I'll give her a smooch.
Like a closed lip, like
no. No, no, we've like we'll, a, yeah, like, but we don't.
And you make a sound, I bet. Pretend, yeah. Okay, all of a sudden, yeah. I'm starting a GoFundMe for Angie to get on her feet when this whole thing. Wait, it's probably for you to get on your feet.
Yeah.
See? I just wait for somebody every day to say
I know,
that.
And it happens every
almost
day.
Almost every day. It's him who says it that way. It's like,
Yeah.
I'm getting better at the PDA.
I'm smooching my gal.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, you little pat on the tushy.
Okay, that's too far.
Do you ever touch her butt?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I have to be coaxed into it, I guess.
Don't mean
do you not do like the hand in the pocket and the butt pocket?
I never found that attractive.
Oh, I love
it. It's uncomfortable for both of you.
No, it's not.
You like it?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't you have a series of monitors and whatnot that you're
not
carrying
on my
around?
Butt.
You
I keep,
don't?
I keep them in my bag, make sure that the butt
okay.
cheeks are is, ready.
Okay. Okay, so then next, amusement park, Elitch's. There's some kids there, but you're waiting in line for one of the gotta be 48 inches tall. Can you like grab your girl. It's kind of the heat of the sun. You've had a couple of spiked lemonades. Just kiss her.
You can do a kiss.
Yeah, I would
nothing
kiss.
Too crazy with kids being around. There's still a line.
Hold on. Why do the kids being around matter?
Because.
So if at Elitch's, like there's a monitor up and they're playing a scene from some show where they kiss, you like immediately tackle the kids and go, no, kids, avert your eyes. Humans are kissing. Like, kids have seen people kiss.
Yeah,
period.
Of course.
Yeah, but maybe not that close. What? If they're just behind you in line or in front of you, right? This is, you're kind of up, kind of a... If you're in the middle of the birthday party, it's probably not.
Excuse me, I'm trying to get to the cake. Yeah.
So here's what happened. There's a beach. I don't even know where it is.
Probably Florida.
Let's just say it's Florida, shall we?
Yeah. Pensacola.
Is it really?
No, I don't know.
Okay. So is there even a beach at Pensacola?
There is a beach there.
Is there?
Yeah. I saw a man drink a fish there. So that's why I assumed it was this beach.
I think there is a beach. It looks like it.
Anyway, there's a woman laying down. Her man has rolled over sort of kind of on top of her, and they're making out.
Okay.
At the beach.
That's inappropriate. You're horizontal now.
Yeah.
You're horizontal.
What difference does it make which direction you're kissing?
you're on top of her.
But that's... you're not grinding on her. You're just
He's fully on top of her.
He's not fully on top of her.
Do you want to look?
He I is. Can't see anything on your stupid
he's
screen.
He's fully on top of her.
Yeah, he looks like he's rescuing her or something, that's giving her CPR.
That shot, I believe, is deceiving because I think that's after. So a kid comes up and dumps a whole thing of water on this dude's back while they're kissing.
It's a good kid.
Now this
it's
is
a great kid.
This is kind of a chunkier kid.
Okay, yeah, I relate to him more now.
He jumps up and is like, "What the hell are you doing?" And then some beach rat, way fit, tall dude comes in and goes, "Go on!" And then he kind of backs down, and nobody knows what to do. So I guess the question that I'm asking is one. I already got my answer from Prude Boy.
Yeah.
Tell
me,
Prude Boy. Blah, blah, blah.
That is the exact opposite of that.
You think they shouldn't be allowed to kiss on a beach?
I think, yeah. Well, I think you could kiss. I think you're making out and you're on your way towards doing more. If you're
oh,
you're
so
already
you know
horizontal.
What their intent is in their heart.
They're laying down.
I don't care.
In their heart.
It's there.
No, I'm just saying if I lay down, and I'm seriously not this.
Have you seen, speaking of all of this stuff in public, there was someone in, what's the big park in New York?
Central? Yes.
They did it in the park, like in front of everyone, just a towel over them. Yeah, like you can't do that.
I agree.
That's what this couple is on their way to doing.
You don't know what they're on their way to do.
I am looking at it.
The kid probably saw the article come out of New York and said, "I'm going to protect our beach."
Oh my God, yes. This
kid, we're not going to let that happen.
With the water, had just read the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, cold water.
What's the name of the shit? Oh, it's a Central Park. No, I don't know that it's anybody's place to police. Because everyone in the background keeps screaming, there are kids here. And it's like, I don't know the right answer. I definitely think they probably crossed the line, but I also don't think it's anybody's
job
to
It's just about being respectful about the people around
you. Were you respectful when you dumped water on their back?
No, but they...
So you're allowed to, if you see something that you find disrespectful, to disrespect that person.
Yes. No. Yes. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? No, like if somebody knocked your kid down on the playground, T-Hack, and their parents are obviously oblivious, you have the right to go knock them down.
No, I could dump water on him, though. I guess. I don't know.
I'm going to name all the parks near Parker that are unsafe for your children if you see a guy who looks like Dave Grohl. I just don't think... Because just everybody's up in arms. It's like, you can't kiss in front of kids. And it's like, I think you can kiss in front of
you
kids.
You can
I
kiss
think
in front of kids.
I think you should kiss in front of
I
kids.
I 1,000,000% agree. You cannot... be on top of
he's
each other.
He's not doing what you think. If you watch
it's
it.
It's very close.
You saw like a still.
No,
watch him,
I saw the whole clip.
You watch him move.
Yes.
He's not grinding or anything. They're just.
But at any second he could start to
yeah,
grind.
But at any second he didn't. So all I'm saying
what
is
what are you doing
you're
it there
for?
Why can't you go home? Why can't you go in the parking lot in
I
your
don't know,
car
I felt
or something?
Like kissing her right there. Like, as the second...
What do you want all these kids around for?
I don't want them there. I don't care that they're in the mood. Why don't you have them look another way?
I don't know.
To me, control your kid instead of controlling me.
No, the kid's doing what they're supposed to do. They're splashing water at the beach. They're throwing water
around. If they're splashing water, they're looking at the ocean. They don't see me.
No, they're just throwing
the
water.
The ocean's over there. Pay no attention to me making out with
my girl.
They're
probably having a fight with each other, running around. You got in the way. They're not looking at the kids running around. You're looking...
Tell me, prude boy. Boy, have you seen enough? I don't think they did anything. I don't think it's great. I don't want all the hatred that's already coming in at 51059. I don't think it's great, but I don't think it deserved punishment. I genuinely don't.
Well, and I don't know, because obviously I watched it without sound. I don't know if someone did speak to them and say, like, hey, can you guys stop or whatever.
Yeah, I think somebody needs to walk up to them and go, hey, guys, knock it off. There's kids here. And maybe they would. If they didn't, I don't know what you do next, but you don't dump water on them.
Who's the one to do that? Who's the one to go say that? Is it
the kid? Even the kid who dumped it. Who cares? Somebody, Rihanna, should go up to him.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a question for you, Tiak.
Okay. Ooh, I'm ready. I'll have an answer for you.
Okay. Little background on Tiak. And you may have told me before, but you're in a fight with deer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hate deer. All of them.
Because.
Bambi. Even the
you
best.
You hate Bambi, but you hate
the Milwaukee Bucks.
Anyone? Why do you hate? Did they clump together and almost kill you or something?
They are everywhere growing up. They're all over the highways. I've hit several of them with my car. I've had them run into my car. I've had them like attack the car, which seems it's the deer and headlights thing. It's everyone's deer just freeze when the headlights are coming in. It's like, yeah, move.
So
didn't you just see your buddy
right
get hit by this car?
So you just do you have a hatred for all four-legged antlered things, or is it specific to deer?
It's specific to deer. Also, I remember one time, I think I was in high school, but I woke up one morning and my dad was like, we got a big job to do. I was like, what? What's going on? He said, there's a deer in the backyard. There was just a dying deer in our backyard. We live kind
of... What is the job to do, well, Dad? Exactly, what are we doing today,
we're
murderous
eight for
father?
Months, kid.
Oh, no, my God.
It had gotten hit in the road and had kind of stumbled into our yard to die. So
did
then
you guys-
it was just... It was just a big ordeal to call the wildlife, and everyone's they're all strict because it's like, we don't have a tag because we're not hunters, but now we've got this deer and it's, you got to just come out with your hands up. Like, it's not ours. It's just, he came here.
What?
Because if they think we like stole the deer or we killed the deer.
They can tell you didn't. But it's okay.
But it's just, you got to call the authorities. It's just like, and this ruined my Saturday. I was supposed to hang with my dad instead of scooping up a deer.
Ruined your relationship.
And all the wrecked cars.
Okay.
But it's just deer that have wronged me.
Okay, so then let me ask you the next question. Let's say you own a property somewhere.
Okay.
And like a moose wandered over to it.
I would like.
And like Leo's out there and Hazel and everybody's like, oh, there's a moose.
I would like a moose, I think. They're huge, aren't they?
They're so big.
Way bigger. Cows are that way. Horses are that way too, I think, because you don't really spend that much time. I don't. Around cows until you get up next to one and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're enormous.
I mean, I think you're 6 foot something, right?
Yeah. 6 foot even.
Okay. So I think a moose's shoulders are about your height. It's just a huge, majestic animal.
When I've seen videos too where they're really fast. They're huge.
They are?
The moose, and they like run through the snow at really fast.
I think when they're rutting or whatever it is, when they're like trying to get some lady moose.
Yeah.
They're pretty fast. They can move. I'm looking for a specific sound here. Oh, you do have it. Okay, good. Here's the thing. So I've now set you up. You like moose.
Yeah, meese is the
okay,
plural.
I don't think it is that. Okay. It's like mooses. And you would like it if a moose approached your house.
Yeah, I think that seems like it would be magical. That would be a good Saturday morning wake up to go, son, we have a job to do.
Okay.
There's a moose here.
Hold on. Oh, crap. Sorry. A family living in Anchorage, Alaska was delighted by an unexpected visitor who showed up in their yard. ABC News shared a video of a young moose who approached the family's house and played with their wind chimes.
Okay.
All right.
Now.
So the wind chime became a moose attractant and brought this joyous, glorious animal into their life. The children all delighted at seeing a giant bullwinkle outside.
Okay.
So.
But I hate wind chimes. They're eerie.
You will now have to choose, my young Padawan, between your love of mice and your hatred of wind chimes.
I can't do the wind chime. Because if it starts attracting other mice?
But Daddy, I want to see a moose. Please, Daddy.
It does seem dangerous, too. Like, the moose... Do they eat people? Do
they
know
don't
that?
Eat people. Get
but
over.
They could.
No.
They could
get over the deer thing and get over the wind chime thing.
The Slacker Show afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I have a story of something that was caught on camera that I probably shouldn't say on the radio, but it was caught on camera for such a long time that we have to talk about it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a story about something pretty wild going down someone's street.
Oh, boy.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Police in Cincinnati.
Oh, come on!
Cincinnati, Florida? No, I think it's Ohio.
No, it is Ohio.
Police responded to a call that they got. Apparently, there was a tiger on the loose. Just roaming around.
What?
Just a tiger.
We're just keeping that cash?
Just selling Girl Scout cookies.
Okay, going door to door.
I would absolutely buy Girl Scout cookies from a tiger.
So they received
Sorry.
This call.
No.
Bad. There's a tiger. Oh, wait, but Cincinnati, it's the Bengals.
Come on in. Watch the game. No, so the police responded, and they weren't able to find any tiger anywhere. Oh. So they called the Cincinnati Zoo, and were like, hey, you guys have some tigers. you missing any?
You want to do a head count?
It says here they literally did a head count.
What?
Of the tigers and said, yeah, you know, most of them are here. No, they're all here.
So whose tiger is...
Did they try the aquarium? Sometimes aquariums have tigers, like here.
They do. There is a tiger.
There is a tiger. Yeah. That tiger sprayed on my daughter or tried
Ew.
To.
Ew.
Keep him there. Yeah, so police are still searching the area, and they're urging residents to just keep an eye out.
For a tiger.
You might see a tiger. Probably not, but maybe.
No, okay.
It's pretty dumb.
One more reason to not go to Ohio.
I guess.
My story is from the UK. But it does give us a chance to talk in our British accents now. Or is that British or pirate? So a man walked up to a store that's called, let's see, I forget what it's called, I've lost it, Little Movers.
Walked up
to the store, this is on their security camera footage. He walked up to the store, dropped trow, and began to leave a dookie.
Right
in front of Little Movers.
Well, something was moving in him.
Right. But he sat there and pooped for a full 40 minutes.
40?
40.
Is he okay?
40 minutes.
I just charged my Kindle.
What in the world are you doing pooping for 40 minutes?
Oh, wow.
They said they were called Little Movers, not Little Poopers. And they've released the footage, all 40 minutes of it. So hopefully someone can
find... That's what
find...
I watched before bed now.
It's an extended cut.
It's a director's cut. Yeah. Chris Nolan. Yeah, no word on who the dude is.
Yeah, don't watch it backwards.
Oh, his Kindle died. Yeah.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.